AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Donald Trump marked the third anniversary of a suicide bombing that killed 13 American troops in Afghanistan by trying to tie Vice President Harris to the chaotic U.S. withdrawal.
Trump says he holds Harris and President Biden accountable for what he says was the most embarrassing day in U.S. history.
The humiliation in Afghanistan set off the collapse of American credibility and respect all around the world.
He spoke hours after laying wreaths at Arlington National Cemetery in honor of three of the fallen. He's been ripping into Harris's foreign policy moves now that she's the Democratic nominee. The Biden administration was following an Afghan pullout commitment Trump negotiated with the Taliban a year before the attack. While Trump lays the blame entirely on Biden, a special investigation found decisions by both men were key factors leading to the Afghan government and military collapse and Taliban takeover. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The Trump and Harris campaigns arguing over terms of next month's debate on ABC at issue whether mics should be muted. A federal judge has issued a temporary pause on new Biden administration protections that would allow immigrant spouses of U.S. citizens a path to citizenship. And Lisa Dwyer on the arrest of a former Florida sheriff's deputy.
Former Okaloosa County Sheriff's Deputy Eddie Duran has turned himself in after being charged with manslaughter with a firearm in the May 3rd fatal shooting of 23-year-old Air Force senior airman Roger Fortson. Fortson was black. Authorities say Duran had been directed to Fortson's Fort Walton Beach apartment in response to a domestic disturbance report that turned out to be false. After repeated knocking, Fortson opened the door while holding his handgun at his side, pointed down. Authorities say that Duran shot him multiple times before he told Fortson to drop the gun. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. Testimony's begun in the first criminal trial stemming from abuse allegations at New Hampshire's youth detention facilities. Jackie Quinn has the story.
He raped a child. A child locked away in a detention facility.
Assistant Attorney General Adriana Macula tells jurors she'll prove 62-year-old Victor Malavet raped a teenage girl in his care.
To take what he wanted.
At a Concord Juvenile Detention Center in 2001. Her first witness testified she saw Malavet making out with the girl and sexual touching. Malavet's attorney claims the accusations were made up to get money.
Natasha did not tell anyone that she was being sexually assaulted because she wasn't.
More than 1,000 former detainees at New Hampshire's youth detention facilities are suing the state. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.